Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hi, Jameer. I received a charge on my credit card, and this was the number. Can you tell me what this company is?
Well, we are just a third-party call center, so you may have did like an online survey to win a free gadget of some sort, and that's where they got your information to charge the card from. If you can provide me with your zip code, please, I'll be able to pull up the account.
21032.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Jamie Young.
Could it be under Terry?
Yes.
Okay. And may you verify the address on this account for me, ma'am?
972 Bargagny Road, Crownsville, Maryland, 21032.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. It looks like here on January 28th, you ordered a smartwatch, or he, or she. Do you remember that, ma'am?
No.
It said it was ordered on the 28th, and whatever sweepstakes or contest entry it was ordered from, in their terms and conditions, it stated that if you didn't cancel within the next 48 hours, you would be billed for the... Hold on, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, that's not what this... Okay, my apologies, ma'am. That's not what this is. It enrolled you into a online gadget store, and that's, you've been paying for the membership of that. It's an online gadget store where you get a $125 gift card each month that you are enrolled, and it's until you cancel.
Okay. Can I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Do you know the name of the gadget store?
It looks like that charge got declined. The $54.97 charge got declined. And you said the name of it, ma'am?
Yeah. Do you know the name of the gadget store?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can find that information.
Yeah. I know he didn't do that. So I don't know if this is a fraudulent charge. I don't know. I have to call and ask him.
1 second. Give me 1 second. Let me see if my supervisor could provide me with that information. Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The name of it is the Factory Direct Savings Store.
The Factory Direct Savings?
Savings Store, yes, ma'am.
Store, okay. Huh. And it says he purchased an online...
A smartwatch, and with... In the terms and conditions on wherever he purchased it from, it stated that if he signed up and didn't cancel within the next 48 hours, then he would be enrolled in that. But that he only paid the shipping. The other charge got declined. So he's not enrolled. He's not enrolled in the Factory Direct Store. They tried to get the money for it, but it didn't go through.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, the credit card company is declining the payment because they think it's fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I don't know what to do.
I can cancel this account for you.
Yes, if you could, please.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
It was a smartwatch?
Yes, ma'am.
Smartwatch.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm almost done. Okay, ma'am.
Yeah,
I got that account.
He never got that. I mean,
ma'am?
He never got the watch either.
Give me 1 second.
He wouldn't.
It said it got shipped. Okay, ma'am. It just got shipped out yesterday.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like that tracking number?
Sure.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It is 940-11-120-250-88-099-76-543.
Lord, that's a heck of a tracking number.
Yes, man, tracking numbers are pretty long. If you want, you can repeat it back to me.
Is that through FedEx or UPS?
If you go on Google and just type and just insert that and just click the search, it'll pull up the tracking information on it. It should be with USPS, the United States Postal Service.
Okay.
Yes, man.
All right.
And are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yeah. Please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It is C as in Charlie 258-872-608.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Was there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
Nope. Thank you so much.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.